Just last November, Arthur Lee Johnson was at a low point in his life.
I was a 30-year drug addict, lost my kids, my wife, my home, my car, I lost everything. And I thought my life was over.
Now, newly employed and dressed in a sharp three-piece suit, Arthur has regained custody of his kids and is eager to give credit for his improved circumstances to a homeless shelter.
It really instilled in me that you are able. You're capable if you apply yourself. The things that you dedicated your life to, doing what was bad, such as my drug addiction, you need to put that same dedication, you know, that same effort into making yourself successful. And they taught me that.
They are the staff at the Family Support Center, a shelter for up to 120 homeless family members and individuals, which is operated by Catholic Charities of Santa Rosa and housed in a one-time hospital near the Santa Rosa Plaza Shopping Center. Jenny Lynn Holmes explains that the facility now offers much more than just shelter, including programs to assist both residents and drop-in clients in re-entering the workforce.
Our biggest one right now is our Coach to Career program. We average about 17 job placements a month, but we also educate the clients so they'll have the skills to find the work before they become homeless. And part of that Coach to Career program is our Dress for Success room. Clients can come and get a free professional interview of it that they get to keep. And we also have our Learning Center, which is a computer lab of 12 computers, where clients can learn how to send their emails and learn how to network online to find work.
Ann Bowles has made good use of that, as she's enrolled at Santa Rosa Junior College.
I don't have a computer at home. So it's just been really, really helpful. And you can print your homework. They've taught me how to attach files and go online and attach things. You can go all over and do research, which is really great.
These days, the people in need of the shelter's services are often homeless for the first time, blindsided by the economic downturn.
A lot of people have a misconception that the homeless person is the person standing on the corner holding a sign, and that's not who the homeless person today is. The homeless person is just people trying to make it, living from paycheck to paycheck and maybe just not making it a couple months.
That includes families who pass through the shelter. So Holmes says they have begun providing educational support for the children while they are there.
We have our Bridges After School program. The kids come through, they get to work one-on-one with a tutor, and they get to work on their homework, educational worksheets. We do group activities with them, all focused around education. And we also have our Positive Parenting program, which is available for the parents to learn how to facilitate proper and positive behavior within the children.
That, too, is something that Ann Bowles and her son have made good use of. She says they've found a sense of community there, which is making their imminent move back into a home of their own a bittersweet transition.
I'll be moving out of the program by June, and sad a little bit to leave. I'm able to access this place daily, and so once I move, it'll take some getting used to, kind of leaving the nest.
Bowles is working toward becoming a community health worker. She hopes one day to return and join the staff at the Family Support Center. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.